Springtime means gift time at Jesse Brown's. This is Bill Barty saying that if you know a graduate that loves travel, the outdoors, or fly fishing, then we have the gift for you. From a hammock for a dorm room to a briefcase for that job, Jesse Brown's has plenty of gifts and complimentary gift wrapping as well to go with it. Stop by, because if you're going somewhere or know someone going somewhere, then start with us at Jesse Brown's. There's nothing to see over here, but there's plenty to hear over here. This is the Carolina Outdoors, here via radio, the airwaves of WBT up and down the Eastern Seaboard early on a Saturday morning. Also available via podcast, wherever you subscribe to your podcast. We invite you to type in Carolina Outdoors. If you like what you hear, give us a rating. It helps other people find us and bumps it all up just a little bit. I'm Bill Barty. TJ Boggs is on the other side of the glass.
Good morning. Good morning.
And all the other outdoor guys are on assignment, so we hope they're making good stories for us to tell in future segments of the Carolina Outdoors.
I hope they bring back souvenirs.
Me too. We're always hoping for that. Listen, speaking of good stories, that's what we're going to talk about next here on the Carolina Outdoors. And many times if you're in an outdoor shop, a restaurant, maybe a doctor's office across the southeast and Mid-Atlantic, you may pick up and find the monthly magazine Blue Ridge Outdoors. The June issue is out, including over at Jesse Brown's, where we hang our hat through the week. And our next guest owns several of the articles in the Blue Ridge Outdoors June edition, highlighting things to do around the Carolinas and the outdoor people that are helping make those things happen in the Carolinas and surrounding states. We're going to invite her onto the Carolina Outdoors right now. Ellen Kanzinger, welcome back to the program and the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you all for having me again.
Well, it's wonderful to have you, and you've got, as I mentioned, several articles in the June issue. Some are serious. You talk about some serious environmental issues in Northern Virginia. You talk about wildlife crossing highways and some of the articles in the Great Smoky region and area. But we're going to ask you to take a peek at the article, Hometown Heroes, Locals Reveal Their Favorite Spots for In-Town Adventure. And here, of course, we're broadcasting from a One Julian Price Place right here in the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. But during this segment with you, Ellen, we're going to delve outside of Charlotte just a little bit, but before we do, will you tell us about the people, I guess the hometown heroes in the different southern cities that you spoke with? For instance, Amy Trepanier from Greenville, South Carolina, which is a hot, up-and-coming southern city, not just economically and not just involving tourism, but also for outdoor pursuits. Tell us about her and your interview of her and what Greenville, South Carolina has to offer for outdoor people.
Yeah, of course. Well, I guess just to start off with, obviously I cannot visit all of these places I'm writing about myself. And so when I'm writing a story, I often, you know, really rely on the people who actually live there. So I was really trying to find people who actually live in these places to get a sense of what these places are like. And when I was looking at Greenville, South Carolina, Amy, I found on Instagram, and she was getting out there, and she's a ultra trail runner, and she was posting a lot about her different runs. And so getting to talk with her about Greenville, even though I'd never visited before, was really great because she really gave me a sense of what it would be like to visit there without having actually ever been. So she's getting out and doing a lot of great stuff in Greenville, whether it's, you know, her daily commute where she walks or bikes on the Swamp Rabbit Trail to, you know, maybe some of her longer weekend trips to Paris Mountain State Park or Table Rock State Park where she can get out and run a little bit more.
Well, and the flavor of that article or her portion of your article is interesting to not just us here in Charlotte, but other cities like Charlotte, such as Greenville, because Amy, of course, is enjoying the outdoors, but she's also using something like the Swamp Rabbit Trail, which goes from downtown Greenville, essentially, all the way up through Furman University to Traveler's Rest or so. She's using that for exercise and enjoyment and recreation, but she's also using that trail to commute to work. So she can live outside of town, Traveler's Rest in her case, but also bike down to downtown Greenville and access work, as well as if she didn't work there, she could go to all the nice restaurants and see the waterfalls there on the river and see a concert and those sorts of things as well.
Yeah, and what's great about that, too, is, you know, people all over, you know, commute to work via bike or walking. But what's great about the Swamp Rabbit Trail is that it actually gets you off the road, so it's a lot safer. And you're able to, you know, be in a more, you know, conducive environment to commuting via bike as opposed to competing with cars on the road.
And for so many people who are listening to the Carolina Outdoors, some of these cities are weekend getaways. So as much as we like being in our Charlotte area, and we count the 15 counties of the Charlotte metro region as that, and, of course, we're blasting up and down the eastern seaboard, so we have people listening early on a Saturday morning via WBT who may be from Florida, they may be from Boston or New York. We invite them down not just to Charlotte and the Carolinas, but also to some of our other cities that surround us that you're covering here in the June edition of Blue Ridge Outdoors. And as you said, there's too many for you to go to every city and delve into it. So you use these hometown heroes to kind of help paint the city's pictures and the availability of things to do. In that spirit, here on the Carolina Outdoors, we can't talk about all the places that you wrote about. But I would like to delve into the next one. We're going to skip a few. We'll skip the D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia one and that sort of thing. But take us to Columbus, Georgia. You utilize the Hargrove family in Columbus, Georgia, who are avid paddlers. Now, Columbus is a special place because it has the Chattahoochee River in it, but they've also developed a part of the Chattahoochee River for paddling. Will you talk to us a little bit about that, Ellen, and what your article covered with the Hargrove family?
Yeah, so the Hargrove family, it was great. It's a family of six, and, you know, the whole family, the four kids, all of them love getting out on the river in their kayaks. And what you like you mentioned, what's great about Columbus, Georgia, is that the Chattahoochee River runs right through town, and it's very accessible to all of the citizens. And a few years ago, they put in a whitewater park there with different trick spots and things where people can surf waves and do tricks in their kayaks. And that's something that not a lot of cities have. Usually to find a whitewater park like that, you have to travel outside, you know, and it's not as accessible to get to maybe, say, you know, in an afternoon after school or something like that. So the Hargrove family really has taken advantage of having that river right in their backyard and has used it as something to do together as a family, which I think is something that's really awesome to do, you know, find that thing in the outdoors that you can do all together and really take advantage of it.
Well, and Columbus, of course, is another up-and-coming southern city, once maybe still is the second largest city in the state of Georgia, and that Chattahoochee Whitewater Park is still essentially new, and people are utilizing it, not just people who are Columbus natives, but also people who maybe paying a visit to that southern Georgia city over there on the other side of Atlanta on the Alabama-Georgia border. But as you mentioned, whitewater parks aren't just in Columbus. In fact, its predecessor is right here in Mecklenburg County on the Mecklenburg-Gaston line, the Catawba River. That is, I don't want to call it an honorable mention, but it is other urban adventures to explore. You have it in here, the Catawba River, Charlotte, North Carolina. Tell us what you found for us to do here.
Yeah, so the U.S. Whitewater Center, like you mentioned, is right there in Charlotte. And I will say that is one place that on this list I actually have visited. And so that's a great resource for people of all abilities, whether you've been whitewater rafting before or not. It's just a lot of fun to get out there with the whole family and get on the water and try rafting and sort of that controlled situation there. Or, you know, they have zip lining and rock climbing and mountain biking. So there's really a whole lot of stuff to do. And you could spend, you know, a few hours or a few days there really getting to experience all that the Whitewater Center has to offer.
That's right. Of course, the name Whitewater alludes to the white water available there. But as your honorable mentions, the Catawba River, you can get out there and flat water paddle there. Of course, on the other side, Mount Holly, you can do all kinds of water excursions there on the Catawba River.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that's one thing that's really important to highlight is that, you know, when you think whitewater, like that can be very off-putting for some people. It you know, can get rough and wild out there. And so really having the ability to also get out on flat water where it's, you know, maybe you can go for a more peaceful, relaxing paddle is really important. And it's, you know, within such close proximity that, you know, you can get both of them in the same day.
Oh, we run out of time. Ellen Kanzinger is our guest. She owns the June issue of Blue Ridge Outdoors magazine. Just kidding on that, Ellen, but you are a prolific writer and have a bunch of wonderful articles there. It is available wherever you may pick up your Blue Ridge Outdoors magazine, as well as online at BlueRidgeOutdoors.com. We have it at Jesse Brown's. As we say goodbye, Ellen, will you talk to us really quick about the Saluda and Broad Rivers in Columbia, South Carolina? That's only an hour and a half south of us, and it as well was an honorable mention I have circled in blue. What did you find there to do?
Yeah, so on those rivers as well, you know, you can find a variety of river speeds. So whether you're looking for, you know, a nice peaceful float or, you know, some really rocking rapids, you can find it all. And so both of those rivers right in Columbia have a lot for you to do while you can still, you know, easily access all the amenities of a city.
Oh, and you mountain people, don't miss out. She also has the French Broad River Greenway, Asheville, North Carolina. It's listed as well. Ellen Kanzinger, thank you for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.